Do something every day that scares you, like argue with Gruber. Here's Steve.
I went home with the waitress.
18 after on this Monday. 2 weeks now into the new administration of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And not unexpectedly making changes to adjust to her progressive view and to the liberal point of view in some places. But one of the things that I think caught some people by surprise, a couple of Democratic lawmakers introducing a bill that would repeal Michigan's 2012 right-to-work law. Rich Studley is the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Of course, the chamber took notice. Rich, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. And welcome to the new year. Good to have you here.
It's going to be a great year.
Oh, I think you're right. I'm optimistic as always. We're business owners. Of course we're optimistic. Otherwise, you couldn't do it. But as you look at some of this legislation coming out and some things that would concern the chamber, because the chamber's out there focused on business climate and regulations and taxes, anything that might impact a business negatively and positively, quickly up on your radar, right to work. I thought this was a settled matter in Michigan, but apparently maybe I was mistaken.
Time will tell. Steve, at the Michigan Chamber, one thing we've learned in the Capitol building and through our more than 60 years of experience being an advocate for business is to not only listen to what elected officials say, but watch what they do. At a time when the governor and most legislative leaders are talking about working together to fix the roads and working together on auto insurance no-fault reform, we were surprised and disappointed last week when the House Democratic Caucus, the minority caucus in the State House, announced that one of their top legislative priorities would be to repeal Michigan's landmark right-to-work law that was adopted in 2012. And our view at the Michigan Chamber is that that would be a giant step backwards. I think House Democrats are going to have to decide whether they want to work together with business and labor and Democrats and Republicans in the House and Senate to move our state forward, or if they want to take a giant step backward and revisit old fights. It is essential that we retain Michigan's right-to-work law to maintain our state's economic competitiveness. The good news is in the state Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey has indicated that that's not negotiable, and we strongly agree with him. Any effort to repeal or water down Michigan's right-to-work law is totally unacceptable in the eyes of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Now, you mentioned, obviously, the Democrats are in the minority, but they put this out there. And it makes me wonder, Rich, is anything ever safe? I mean, you put that out there, so let's say sometime in the future, you have a democratically controlled state legislature. Does that put right to work back on the front burner and back in the crosshairs sometime down the road?
It could. It will be interesting to see when Governor Whitmer gives her State of the State address on February 5th if she agrees or disagrees with pro-union, anti-business Democrats in the State House. It's a real challenge when you have a new legislative leader from the very beginning, House Democratic Leader Christine Gregg, while other legislative leaders, Democrats and Republicans, were talking about 2019 being a non-election year and looking for points of agreement to work together. She was talking about the 2020 election campaign and taking control of the House. And as you know, although we continue to have a business-friendly majority in the State House and Michigan Senate, those margins are smaller, so time will tell. This initiative to turn back the clock is announced by the so-called Labor Caucus. They're really more accurately described as pro-union, anti-business Democrats. And again, our view at the Michigan Chamber is revisiting old fights is not the way to move Michigan forward. We think that returning to the days of forced unionization and compulsory dues would be a giant step backward, both for employees and employers in terms of economic freedom. Every day here at the Michigan Chamber, we have to ask business leaders to join. We have to explain our value proposition. It seems only fair that unions would have to do the same.
It would seem to me that you're right. So you don't know where Governor Whitmer stands on this at this point. It sounds like you don't have a clear indication yet.
We don't. Early signals from the new administration is that they want to work together to fix the roads. Historically, business and labor have worked together on that. That's part of why we're so troubled by this effort on the part of House Democrats to turn back the clock and revisit old fights.
Sure.
If we're going to fight about right to work, I don't know how we work together to fix the roads.
Rich Studley here, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. And Rich, it begs the question, many states, Michigan wasn't the first, but there are a group of states that implemented right-to-work laws over the last decade. Have any of those states gone back and repealed right-to-work that you're aware of?
No.
Never have?
Not a single one, and I can tell you for a fact that Indiana will never repeal its right-to-work law. That's why passage of this legislation will be so disastrous in terms of our economic competitiveness with an adjoining state. Indiana would be glad to eat our lunch if we serve up this one.
Yeah, glad to eat our lunch. So, okay, so the only a couple of weeks in, I've got about a minute here, Rich. Any other indications from the administration that you like or concerned about? Just an overall, I guess, first blush.
So far, it seems as though the governor is off to a good start. Many of the individuals she's appointed to be department directors certainly reflect her philosophical view. She won the election fair and square. We get that. They appear to be qualified or well qualified in terms of background and experience. Again, I think we'll have a much better idea of what the future will look like after the governor's State of the State address and after her first budget message. The budget message is the blueprint for 2019 and 2020, and I think by mid-spring we'll have a pretty good idea of where this administration is heading. But so far, so good.
Optimistic. I like that. You've got optimism in your voice, Rich. I always like that. I always like a man who's optimistic about the future, as I am, too. Rich, I greatly appreciate it. Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Of course, if anything comes up, we'll have you right back on the program.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. Rich Studley, everybody. Right to work. I thought that was a settled matter, but apparently that's an indication that there are those that want to go back and relitigate and refight. We run into that from time to time. It is 25 after. Straight ahead here on the program, a discussion you don't want to miss with a Michigan citizen who has battled many years to make her children citizens against some difficult obstacles. How is that, you ask? We'll explain the fickle rules of immigration on the Steve Gruber Show.